Progress test files 1 to 3. Listening 2.
What's the connection between language and sport? You might not think there's any link between language skills and sport, but some new research shows that there is. And this link exists whether you take part in sports or simply watch them as a fan. The research was carried out with hockey players, fans of that sport, and people who'd never seen or played it. They all listened to a set of sentences about the sport, involving things such as players shooting and making saves. They also listened to sentences about everyday activities, such as ringing doorbells or sweeping floors with brooms. While they listened to the sentences, their brain activity was examined using a technique called magnetic resonance imaging, involving a scanner. When they had listened to the sentences, they did a series of tests designed to measure their comprehension of the sentences. The results of these tests showed that all the subjects understood the language of everyday activities well. The hockey players and fans were significantly better at understanding the hockey-related language than the people who had never seen or played it and therefore knew little or nothing about it. Of course, this isn't surprising. It's what the brain scans showed that reveals the link between language and sport. When the players and fans were listening to the sentences about their sport, a part of the brain that is usually associated with planning and controlling actions became activated. Even though they were not actually planning any action when they were listening to the sentences, this part of the brain became very active, and the increased activity in that part of the brain helped them to understand the language connected with the sport. The conclusion is that the parts of the brain usually involved in playing sports are also used for understanding the language of sport. And you don't need to be a player for this to be true, as it's also the case for fans. The parts of the brain that are active when people are playing or watching a sport are also active when people are listening to the language of the sport. So the experience of playing or watching sport has an effect on your ability to understand language associated with it. This could have some impact on approaches to language learning. It shows that if people are engaged in an activity, the same part of the brain that they use for engaging in that activity is used for understanding language related to it. So, next time you're kicking a ball in the park or watching a game on TV, remember, you're also developing your language skills.